3 o'clock. Now, live from London, Chris Moyles.
Hi, I'm Chris Moyles.
Hello, I'm Andy Kershaw.
Hello, I'm Chris Moyles.
Hello, I'm Kid Jensen.
Hello, this is Chris Moyles.
Hello, this is Noel Edmonds.
Shut up. Muslims, praise you at Radio 1 for the Stereophonics and have a nice day. This is Radio 1. Nice to see the boys back in London, isn't it?
Yes.
Mark and Lard. And they look, we know what they're like. I mean, they're professionals to the end. But you can see Radcliffe fighting back the anger that the fact that they've got to fly off to Verona tonight.
Where? Verona.
Verona. And you can see, it's Mark and Lard, you can see that when you say you're looking forward to the trip, they're you can see, they're on the outside, they're going, yeah, I can hardly wait, it's going to be fantastic. But you know, deep down, they would much prefer to be in that lovely, badly air-conditioned studio in Manchester. Mm. They do it for the love.
It's the price of show business.
Absolutely. And it's in their contract.
Chris Moyles, Comedy Dave, Ben Lizzy, and Will. The greatest radio team in the history of broadcasting. Chris Moyles
on Radio 1. Right, we're in Leeds yesterday. We're back down in London today. And already, the old Radio 1 crap is starting to pour out of the sewer or whatever. I switched the lamp on in the studio because I always have the lamp on and the lights down low. And within about 30 seconds, I'm sitting there going, can anybody smell burning? And the lamp is burning.
Ah.
And the smoke coming out of it. Now, I'm no, Sparky. I'm no trained electrical whiz kid, but I don't think that's right.
Hang where the second. Smoke, there's fire.
So what I should do, don't try this at home, boys and girls. I'm going to switch it on again.
Okay, right.
And just see if you can see the smoke coming out. We'll leave it on by the end of the link. Yeah. 10 minutes.
Am I not right in thinking that that lamp was a new lamp, because the original lamp we had didn't live up to health and safety?
It was burning the monitor there, and you can see the corner of that monitor kind of warped and bubbled.
Right.
Because of the said lamp.
So we've had a new health and safety lamp, which is now on fire.
Yeah. Well, it's not on fire, don't get me wrong, it's just that you can see smoke coming out of it.
It's just dust, isn't it?
I think it's dust.
I'll put this black CD cover there so you can see if there is some smoke.
Right, okay.
Not yet.
Nothing yet?
Nothing yet.
No. Right, okay.
Stick with it.
I should put it out.
Anything yet?
This is a great link.
No.
No.
No. Right.
There was definitely smoke before.
There was definitely smoke before. Well, we'll find out later. So we'll talk about Leeds in a minute. We'll talk about Travis as well, because we were there last night, and it was... don't get me talking about it, because I'll bore you. It was just absolutely superb. So, so good. The look, the lights, brilliant. The sound, excellent. Travis were brilliant. The whole thing.
One of those gigs that couldn't have been any better, really, could it?
If the bar would have been... Actually, I didn't even have to buy a beer at the bar. Because all my beers were bought for me. Great. And all my friends were there. Apart from you, Will, of course. But you weren't, missed.
Thank you.
And we'll just play Fatboy Slim there, praise you. And it's time to play the Fatboy Slim Should Contest. Will and I have just been discussing this. Should we do it now?
Yeah, go on then.
Okay. You know, on this record, obviously, they take the "I'm gonna raise you like I should," and then they drag it out. They go, like that. Right?
Yes.
So we're going to see which one out of the four of us can hang on to that note the longest.
Great.
Who'd like to go first?
Dave?
Me, obviously.
Okay. Well. I have to celebrate you, baby. You know what I mean, don't you? He goes, I have to praise you like I should. Now, that's it. Now, how long can you hang on to the should for?
Okay.
That sounds rude, almost.
In
can you
mind.
Hang on to the should for more than 10 seconds?
I'll just get my stopwatch going on.
Okay, you ready?
No, C6.
Is it ready to go now? Do I take my breath now, or have I got a bit of a lead-in?
Okay, ready to rock.
Do we make him sing the line before it, or just go for the should?
No, just the should.
Yeah?
Definitely.
You ready?
Is it on the should now? Am I breathing now?
No.
Right.
No, it's going to go.
Okay.
I have to praise
you. Okay. Right, from there, yeah.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Stopwatch ready?
Standing by.
Start on should, yeah?
Got it.
Comedy Dave, go. I have to praise you like I should. 7 seconds. You were the wrong person to start off with, really, weren't you?
Is that all it was?
Huh?
Is that all it was?
Well, this is how far away you were from the actual song kicking in. That's all.
I nearly did it, but, you know, it's the kind of the thought of imminent death which put me off.
Well, yeah, 2 seconds and you'd have been there, mate. Less than 2 seconds you'd have been there, all right?
Okay, so... non-smokies,
yeah, how many seconds was that?
27 seconds.
27 seconds. Who wants to go next? Lizzie?
Lizzie.
All right, you can go next.
I don't think I'll last very long today.
I don't know about that. You can do it after the next record, okay?
Okay.
All right. Apart from anything else, you've got a cube of the should bit, right? See the thing about you that caught. Now, I'm no math genius, but that ain't 12 seconds. The intro of this, once again, I'm sick. Why don't they just fire these people?
No, it's right. It's a spoken
voice. Do you remember them advert, the adverts we had on Radio 1? Are you talented? Would you like to work at Radio 1? What happened to them? Where were they? Because we've got a bunch of numbskulls upstairs. This is meant to be a 12-second intro before the vocal kicks in.
No, it's a spoken vox during intro.
All right. So where do you think the singing starts on this record, right?
There. See the
thing about you. Right. Not 12 seconds yet. Not 12 seconds. Ready? Is the same now! That makes me change. Right, so if it says 12 seconds, I'm going to talk for 12 seconds, and then I'm going to shut up. Because I respect the music. Right? Right, so Lizzie and Will and myself will be trying out the Fatboy Slim Praise You Like I Should challenge. We'll do that in a few minutes' time. After this, it's a brand new song from Usher. Thing that makes me change my mind. 4:28 and it's 4:22. Look at that. Usher, and You Remind Me on Radio 1. There you go. 12 seconds is the intro on that, just in case anybody's interested, Dave.
I'm interested.
All right, great. So if their idea of 12 seconds is actually 6 seconds, then today, with the beautiful weather outside, I'm thinking my idea of 3 hours is 1.5 hours. So at 4:30 this afternoon, we're going to be buggering off to Regent's Park and sitting in the sun. Nice?
A fine plan.
Yeah. God bless, by the way, Scott Mills this morning. I had to do double shift because Sarah Cox was ill. So, I hope Sarah's feeling better. Come back to work soon. That's awful, though, isn't it? Because, you know, we know when you got... it's bad for Scott, because he's got to do a double shift. And it's bad for Sarah as well, because, you know, when you're genuinely ill and you want to come to work, there's nothing more annoying, is there? So, so where's Sarah from again?
Bolton.
Right. What was that football match that was going on the other day?
Bolton won promotion yesterday by beating local rivals Preston 3-0.
So Bolton have moved up?
To the Premiership.
Right, and Sarah's from?
Bolton.
And she's not coming today because she's ill?
Yes.
Mm.
Supports Arsenal, though.
What?
She supports Arsenal, though.
Yeah. Don't let the facts get in the way of a good theory. Right, we played Fatboy Slim's Praise You Like I Should, and we're going to do in the How Long Is Your Should? Lizzie's gonna go next, right? We're gonna get her to sing this bit. I have to praise you like I should. She's gonna drag the should out, right? Are you ready? Big breath.
Okay.
I'm only 16. Are you ready?
Small breath and I'm only 23.
You ready?
Yes.
Stopwatch ready?
Standing by.
Check.
Tell me when.
Go. I have to praise you.
Sure.
No, hang on. No.
Breath, sorry.
That's cheating, right? Okay. Do it properly, otherwise you'll get spanked. No, by Will. Boom. Ready? Seven?
23.
Oh!
Not as long as my should.
Okay. So how long is your should? Dave got what? 27. Lizzie's should. How long is your should, Lizzie?
23.
All right, who's going to go next? Will?
Okay, I'll go next then.
I'm going to be the worst, actually, because I'm not feeling well today.
I think you're going to have a very short should.
Yeah. I'd to praise you like I should. Oh, that'll do me.
Just blow your nose out.
Yeah, just blow your nose.
Hi, girls.
Oh, lovely. That's the same noise Lizzie makes when she farts and tries to discard it.
All right, thank you.
What?
You know when you fart.
Girls,
and you
don't do that.
Yeah, you do. Well, are you ready, Will?
Yeah.
How long is your should?
I have to praise you like I should.
Stop. He's just saying ooh, he's not saying ud. Oh!
Oh, no. I didn't time it.
Yeah. I'd say you're about
18.
Oh, hang on a second. No. Lizzie, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 5. You were 21.
All right, okay.
About.
Yeah.
Right, me next. You ready?
Go on then, quick.
I'm gonna be awful though. Do you know what I mean?
Let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, how long is your should?
I have to praise you like I should.
Going red. Tomato head.
She was putting me off, she was dancing.
Rubbish.
Her little penis were jigging up and down. How many seconds was that?
15.
15?
Get down.
Which means the winner was Comedy Dave. His should was 27 seconds. Congratulations, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Radio 1 presents the Dream Team Tour 2001.
Hello?
Every weekend throughout June, the Dream Team are on tour live across the UK and in Ayanapa. It kicks off this weekend from Club Milk in Belfast. And you can hear the gig Sunday night from 1 till 4 a.m. on Radio 1.
5 days, 5 venues. The Dream Team Tour across the UK and in Ayanapa.
Hello?
For details, go online at www.bbc.co.uk/radio1 or call the concert line on 08700 100 100.
The Dream Team on tour.
Sunday nights, 1 till 4 a.m. One love, one life, Radio 1.
Freak on, get your freak on. Get your freak on.
I'm Missy Elliott and Get Your Freak On, Radio 1. So I went to see Travis last night at Leeds Town Hall. What a superb gig. Well done, and my respect, and applause. Maybe a few persons doing it, maybe it is applause.
It is an applaud, isn't it?
Yeah. To everybody involved in the gig, from the roadies and the sound technicians all the way down to the lighting crew, and I've never seen... the lights were just superb. The venue was amazing. It's a huge high-ceiling place, but actually quite an intimate little hall. With those old church organs, those huge ones, with the huge pipes, massive pipes, that just go all the way at the back, and Travis are right in front of it, and the lights were just spot on. Really good greens and blues and reds, and they'd light up the audience in different colours, and it was just a great gig, and Travis was superb. And we're standing at the back, in a weird turn of fate, there was myself, among others, there was me and Dave.
Hello.
There was Lizzie. There was old producer Reese. There was my mum and dad. There was my brother. There was one of my best mates, Simon. There was Dominic from Leeds United, right? Dominic and all his mates.
Matteo.
Yeah. There was Craig from Big Brother and his girlfriend. It was just bizarre. Mm. It was like a weird panto at the back of the stage. And we were going to play a song from it last night, in case you didn't hear it. It really was superb. I reckon this is going to be a single, and we're going to be playing this every day for months, because it's going to be huge, I reckon. This is Travis from last night at Radio 1, Flowers in the Window. If you're in your car, get this turned up loud. You will be singing at least 2 minutes into the song. Whether or not you've heard it before, you will know the words instantly, because it's an excellent single. Ready?
Ready.
1, 2, 3, 4.
When I first held you, I was cold. I'm melting snow and I was told
there's no one there to hold. Before I swore that I would be alone forever. All I look at is that flowers in the window. It's such a lovely day, and I'm glad to feel the same. Cause this better to feel bad, but there are many seasons to feel glad, sad, mad. It's just a bunch of feelings that we have to hold, but I am here to help you with the load. While look at us now, flowers in the window, it's such a lovely day, and I'm glad you feel the same. Since then I've in the you are one in a million, and I love you so. Let's watch the flowers grow.
Dido coming up is Karen with news. It's 3:30.
Police and community leaders meet to try to stop violence.
Radio 1 News Main Beat.
Police and community leaders in Oldham have been meeting in an attempt to avoid a fourth night of violence in the town. 21 people were arrested last night. Oldham Council leader Richard Knowles says they want to pinpoint the causes of the trouble.
There will be meetings with youth leaders and with community leaders trying to get to the root of the feeling of alienation, and we've made it clear from the start that violence is not an answer, it's totally unacceptable, and there is no justification whatsoever for it.
Police in Derby say the body of a woman found lying in a road may have been there for up to 12 hours. The victim, who's thought to be between 16 and 30, was discovered behind a service station in the Chadderton area. One British and two American journalists have been kidnapped by a Palestinian group in the Middle East. The hostage takers say it's in protest at the foreign policies of both countries. The group says it will release these journalists shortly, but in future it will kill British or Americans in Palestinian areas. Seven new cases of foot and mouth around Clitheroe in Lancashire are thought to have spread directly down the Ribble Valley from Settle in North Yorkshire. David Duff from the Ministry of Agriculture says he is now stepping up the effort to contain the outbreak.
We have to remain vigilant. We've got the veterinary staff, the administrative staff, the materials, the equipment, with support from the military where necessary, to respond very quickly.
Mums-to-be are being offered a new test which helps detect Down syndrome at around 11 weeks. That's more than a month earlier than the current test. It's been pioneered at a hospital in Essex, and it's hoped it could become the standard NHS test. Minimalist luggage will get you a cut-price flight. The airline Buzz is offering a £10 discount to customers who only carry on hand baggage. But these people don't think it would encourage them to travel light.
If I was on my own, I probably could do, but not with three children.
I'd find that extremely difficult, because I normally go away for a couple of 3 weeks, you know? Hand luggage wouldn't be enough.
Radio 1 Newsbeat, more at 4:30.
Oh, Carolyn!
Hello there.
You weren't there last night, were you?
No,
I You wasn't. Missed a treat.
I know.
If we turn.
Very good.
And all the words. Sing. riding to reach you.
Is that it?
Let me sing another one for you.
Yes, please.
I can't be bothered. Happy New Year, everyone. It's the year 2010. Teens can't call them wondering why.
Not again.
Do you know what I mean?
Kind of overkill, isn't it?
Well, we just, I don't understand. You know what I mean? It's like she's trying to kill us. I mean, it's a beautiful song.
Mm.
It's a really nice album. But we have it on the Stan record, which we played to death. And then she goes, I've got a really good idea what I'm going to release next. That one that everybody's bored of. And is it just me? I don't know. I'm sure some people see it as capitalising on its success. Anyway, got to number 3 on the chart on Sunday. Pied Piper, number 1, as we predicted.
Yeah.
Do you really like it? Is it really like it? Do you what?
Switch!
I thought you said snitch. Itch! I'm scratching it.
We met them, didn't we?
Yeah, we met them earlier. They were in on the Man Show, and I met them.
I can't believe that I missed out on this.
And the one who looks like Huggy Bear was jumping up and down. He was very excited, wasn't he?
Very
and another guy was head to foot in motorbike gear, but like brand new motorbike gear. Like he'd just come from Halfords. You know what I mean? He's obviously, you know, Tuesday, your number one Sunday night. Yeah, I'm doing, man. Yeah, I'm doing. I'm going straight out to Halfords, yeah? I'm getting me the bestest, the wickedest jumpsuit, yeah? Evel Knievel, eat your heart out, mate. I'm going out, and I'm going to be dolled out to the nines. I'm going to stop doing that, because I can't do that accent without swearing. Right? I'm just going to switch the mic off. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can see that.
I can't say it without swearing.
No.
Okay.
Right? I'm going to go out, and I'm going to look fantastic, right? I'm going to spend a fortune and no will know.
That was so close. Give me a heart attack. Can I just point out, though? Hang on a second.
What?
He's a huge black guy and he did not speak like Jamie Oliver.
Well, no, well,
yeah, but even Jamie Oliver don't really speak like that.
Yeah, only people in Only Fools and Horses speak like that.
He's a mocking me.
It's granddad from Only Fools and Horses. In fact, it's not even him.
Who is it then?
Oh, I don't know. Shut up. It doesn't really matter. by the way, in case any of the Radio 1 head of doors department is tuned in today, the handle which gets you into the studio complex at Radio 1 is now virtually hanging off. So when you go to open these heavy soundproof doors, it's literally hanging on by one tiny little bit of nail. And if this obviously then breaks off, then nobody can get into the studios. So if the DJ's in the middle of the night goes for a wee, station's screwed. Go out and have a go outside, let the door close, all right, and then pull it.
I've seen it.
Go on, this is very exciting radio. Ready? Pull it! Let the door close as well. Keep that door open, Liz.
That is seconds away from disaster.
Seconds away from disaster, I told you, didn't I? Right, can I carry on now?
Yeah.
And now, the Radio 1 Fake Watch Amnesty. Thank you for sending in your fake watches. We now have been sent a load of fake watches that actually work. We started this feature the other week as Dave and I tried to crack down on crime. Right, pass me over the watches then, please. Are these ones that do work or don't work?
It's a mixture.
Okay, all right. This doesn't.
But it's, you see, we've tried to give you interesting people.
Not being funny, Lizzie, but I'll be able to work out by looking at the watches which one works and which one doesn't.
How?
I'm no watch expert, Dave. But seriously, I'll be able to work out a watch which does work and a watch which doesn't work.
I'd say you were a watch expert then.
Let me have a look at this watch. Let's have a look at the clues. The second hand isn't a ticking. I say this doesn't work.
Thank you very much.
Oh, how long is this letter? This is my beloved fake tag watch. Look after it well. Can I have a door, please? Or a certificate will do. There you go. From James in Newport, South Wales. Thank you very much. And it's not a bad-looking fake tag, actually. It's not, it's all right. Apart from the fact that, obviously...
The thing is, he's a bit short on paper, and he's had to write it on the back of his chemistry homework, if you see there. It's just full of formulas and things.
Yeah, formulae, Will.
Formulae, actually.
No, that's what I meant.
Relative... would you like to know the, relative formula mass?
Yeah, go on, then.
I don't understand it, so it's thicker. right, there you go.
Well done.
For that. Next one, please.
There you go.
Fake Watch MC, by the way, the address is Radio 1... London W1N4DJ. It's 10-2 Chris Morris, Fake Watch Amnesty. Dear Chris, Dave, Will and Lizzie, I feel I'm really helping to crack down on crime. Nice timing, Dave. By handing over this fake watch, it's a 1986 Watchimal, which my parents tried to fob me off as a genuine Wuzzles watch.
Watchimal?
What is it? Watchimal. As an animal, but it's a watch.
So this is one of these kind of kids' watches, I'm guessing, is it?
Yeah. Love, Anna. P.S. How much have John Coleshaw open my friend's 18th birthday barbecue in Eastbourne? If she's female, nothing.
18?
Mm. Yeah.
Otherwise, £12.
Sharky, shark, shark. All right, watch number three, please. Watch number three. Watch number three. I thought I'd send you my once-ace fake watch, and what makes this watch so cool is the dial is a mood stone thingy. And can you please say hello to everyone at Year 11 at Bewdley High School? Cheers. From Charlotte Price in somewhere, I don't know.
What's a mood thing?
Oh, that is a horrible watch.
What's a mood thing?
I have absolutely no idea. She said the watch, the dial is a mood stone thingy.
Let's have a look then. Let me see.
No, I don't know. It's a fake Tommy Hilfiger watch now. Let me have a look. Let me see if I can work this out. Their second hand isn't ticking. This watch could be broken. Lizzie, is this watch broken?
That one's broken.
Yeah!
Wow. Genius.
Thank you very much. Watch number four, then.
There we go.
And the Radio 1 Fake 2 cracked down on crime. Plus, it broke on a wild night out. Kerry, Newcastle. Thank you very much. Very nice.
Last one.
Is this number five?
Last one today.
Really? Why?
Because it's boring and long.
That's what she said the other night. this is a fake D&G watch. Actually, that's not bad for a girl. Obviously, a girl would have to wear it, do you know what I mean? It's a chick's watch.
Dolce & Gabbana.
Huh? Well, they can wear it as well if they wanted to.
They need two, though.
Please find and close my broken fake D&G watch. The face also changes colour with body temperature. From Casey O'Neill in Sheffield. Thank you very much. Where are the watches that actually worked?
I'll give you one.
Yeah,
just,
give me one.
Just for a laugh. There you go.
As you know, put it back.
Right.
Choose one. Don't let me see.
Right.
And I will be able to work out, through my knowledge of watches and the mechanisms, if the watch works or doesn't work.
Okay.
I will do so. I'm not looking which pile you're taking from.
Right.
Either the broken pile or the actual working. I feel like David Blaine.
You don't look anything like him.
Which I believe was a hit for Alvin Stardust. Okay, right. Let me have a look.
I think that one was something.
This watch was a present from Cyprus on holiday. Kimberly in Lincolnshire. Okay, it's a little box as well. Now, let me have a look. Quiet, please, everyone. Don't put me off.
Shh.
Mmm. I see the second hand on this watch is ticking. Don't...
It wasn't me, it was Greyhead. Shout at me.
Didn't shout at you.
Just trying to add atmosphere.
Shut up, Will! That Will really gets on my throat me bits. Will, I'm trying to concentrate.
Yes, all right.
Yes, he's trying to concentrate. The second hand is ticking. I predict that this watch... works.
That is the right answer.
Yay!
Tick-tock working clock.
Thank you very much. That's not a bad watch. Would you wear that, Liz?
I don't think I'd wear any of them that have been sent in.
Why?
They're all rancid.
What, unless the people who send them in?
Well, the listeners or the watches.
You're probably right in the first instance.
Both, right. Probably.
Oh. Great unwashed. Send us your fake watches, please, as we crack down on crime. If you can, we want real watches that actually work, so real good fake working order watches. Try saying that, would have had a few drinks.
Mm.
The Chris Miles Fake Watch Amnesty, Radio 1, London W1N, 4DJ.
After the show, it's the after party, yeah. After the party, it's the hotel lobby, yeah. After the
Fiesta.
Fiesta forever.
Fiesta.
All night long. All night. All night. All night long. All night. All night. What a fiesta. That's Lionel Richie remix of Nelly. No, it's not Nelly, it's R. Kelly. They all sound the same to me. R. Kelly, Jay-Z, Nelly. Nelly and R. Kelly.
You're Kelly.
Huh?
You're Kelly.
R. Kelly, yeah.
Aye.
Nelly and R. Kelly. Watching the telly.
But they're a bit smelly.
Because they've been out the garden with their wellies. I think in the beginning, I don't understand what he's saying here. Listen to what he says.
After the show, it's the after party.
After the show, it's the after party.
Okay, all right then. Nice one. Say it again.
After the show, it's the after party. After the party, it's the hotel lobby.
After the party, it's the hotel lobby.
Right.
After the show, it's the after party. After the party, it's the hotel lobby. After the Bellevue, then it's probably Chris.
Excuse me?
After the Bellevue, it's probably Chris.
What am I doing there? I've never been partying with R. Kelly. Or Jay-Z. Nelly, yeah, all the time. But I've never been partying with R. Kelly. What's he talking about?
After the show, it's the after party. And after the party, it's the hotel lobby. After the Bellevue, then it's probably Chris.
Hello. Would you like to go for a pint?
What's a Bellevue?
What?
What's a Bellevue?
Bellevue DeVoe.
Well, there was Bellevue DeVoe, but I don't know what that means.
Who cares?
I'm obviously not urban enough.
You're just not down with it, you know what I mean? You've got to get down with the kids, man.
No diggity.
No doubt. Right, you got an email in which says, hi, Chris, did you enjoy Travis last night? I thought they were superb. I'm a big fan of Dougie myself. I think he's a highly underrated indie hero. My boyfriend Terrace and I went to extreme lengths to see Travis. He went jogging yesterday and he went over his ankle and tore a few ligaments, swelling up like a freaky balloon in the process. We didn't want to go to A&E and miss the gig, so we borrowed a pair of crutches and a bandage from a mate who got run over last year, also whilst jogging, and we hopped along to the town hall in Leeds. He's been along to A&E this morning and is now at home in Pontefract watching live Big Brother coverage, but since they keep taking the sound off whenever anybody swears or says anything dubious, he's listening to Radio 1 at the same time. Please give him a mention, it'll make him feel better. If you feel like it, call him up today and chat about the gig, as he's not seen anyone today to tell them what he thought. Well, let's do that then, shall we?
Yeah.
Let's see if the swearing... So, if the swearing is off... If they're not swearing, in other words, then he won't be listening. But if they are swearing and the sound's off, he will be listening. Is that how it works?
I think so.
All right. What's his name? Terrence. Terrence.
Yep.
How are you feeling, mate?
I'm all right. Who's this?
Yeah, listen, I was just worried about you, because you went to A&E this morning, didn't you?
You what, sorry?
You went to A&E this morning.
I did, yes.
Yeah, so what have they said?
Who's speaking, please?
It's Chris Moyles from Radio 1.
Is it really?
Yes, it is.
You are joking, mate.
No, so you're obviously watching Big Brother on the internet, as Helen told us you would be, and not listening to us.
I would be watching Big Brother on the internet, but the sound keeps going off. If they'd stop swearing and just had some good conversation, it'd be sound.
Well, you can watch Big Brother on the internet and listen to Radio 1 at the same time.
I've just got out of the bath, to be honest.
You can listen to Radio 1 in the bath.
Well, I don't know. Listen, did you go last night?
We did. You went as well, didn't you?
I didn't do.
I was obviously
crutches,
just saying, yeah.
Followed a mate's crutches, but it was fantastic.
All right, well, basically, as you just said, the email that Helen has sent to us says, please give him a mention and make him feel better. If you feel like it, call him up to chat about the gig. He's not seen anyone today to tell them what he thought. So what did you think?
I thought it was amazing.
Right, thanks very much, Dan. Bye-bye. Right,
cheers, man. Bye.
There you go. Right. There you go. That was the review, the best review of the Travis gig so far. It was amazing. And there'll be more live reviews at the same time next week on Radio 1.
Gatecrasher, the Summer Sound System 2001, is coming live to Radio 1 on Saturday, June the 16th. With over 60 DJs in 10 arenas, including the Chemical Brothers, Paul Oakenfold, Sasha, Pete Tong, Masters at Work, Eric Murillo, Danny Rampling, Carl Cox, Paul Van Dyke, and many more.
Gatecrasher, Radio 1.
Plus live sets on the day from Craig David and Outkast. Join me, Judge Jules, live from the world-famous Radio 1 soundstage with Seb Fontaine, Sander Kleinenberg and Youssef live on Radio 1. For all the details, call the Radio 1 concert line on 08700 100 100 or go online to www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Gatecrasher, the Summer Sound System, live on Radio 1, Saturday, June the 16th. Radio 1.
No offence, he's not the butchest of men, Jules, when he talks. But is it just me? But he sounds like an excited 11-year-old about to go to a party.
It sounds like he's sitting on a washing machine.
He's there going, it's going to be great. He's getting higher and higher like that. So when he reads out the list of who's going to be there, can I play it again? He sounds like he's going to explode. I'm just so excited, I can hardly wait.
Gatecrasher, the Summer Sound System 2001.
See? Sound all right there, doesn't it? Sounds okay. When does it kick off?
It's coming live to Radio 1 on Saturday, June the 16th.
Oh, fantastic. Gatecrasher.
With over 60 DJs in 10 arenas.
See? Now he's going all right. You see that? 10 arenas! Which, by the way, I like that as our new catchphrase.
10 arenas!
With over 60 DJs in 10 arenas, including the Chemical Brothers, yep. Paul Oakenfold, yep. Sasha, yep. Etong, yep. Masters at Work, yep. Eric Murillo, yep. Danny Ramplin, yep. Carl Cox, yep. Paul Van Dyke, yep. and many more.
There you go, and many more. By the way, I've never seen Many More play, but he's always on the adverts for these festivals. DJ Many More!
Bones sinking like stones, all that we fall.
Hello, I'm Kid Jensen.
www.bbc.co.uk/.
Hello.
Chris Moyles, Comedy Dave, Producer Will and Thin Lizzy. Three are ugly, and one is beautiful.
Zombie.
I think we better record this better.
What? What are you laughing at?
That's
brilliant. He's out of the way to put a bit of echo on the end as well.
I like
so
that.
Just stop dead.
It's good, isn't it?
Brilliant. Can I hear it again?
The whole thing?
Just the last bit. Do it again.
Awesome.
Brilliant. Mega. Ace.
Terrific.
Mega ace and tops.
Sensational.
Zomination. Crab Cheese Slice 4000. Lady Marmalade. Before that, Christina Aguilera and everybody else. It's Radio 1, it's 4:10. Hello! Right, I got told off the other day, because this is Emma B's backing music, right?
Mm.
And she uses it on a Saturday show, and I was using it on Saturday morning. So because I'm a nice, kind-hearted, generous disc jockey, I changed it. And honestly, I thought, I'm on the air 6 days a week, she's on the air once a week, twice a week, three times a week, depending on, you know, which way the wind blows. I'm thinking, I'm more important than her. If I want to play it, I'll damn well play it, God's sake.
But isn't it about who played it first?
I don't give a rat's ass. I'm a legend of this building. I'm saving this place from collapse.
Like a kind of big girder.
Yeah. Made in Scotland from God the Lurpes. I am blue. Is that right, Will?
I would say.
Shut up, Will!
There you go.
Oh, ho, ho.
Oh.
Just talking about the advert there for Gatecrasher with Judge Jules, and he lists all the DJs, you know. Carl Cox, Judge Jules, and many more. And who is this DJ, many more? Mark of the M25 phoned up, and he also said that DJ Special Guest always seems to support DJ many more.
On
the posters. Mm. All right, I'm DJ many more in the house. Oi, oi, oi. I want to introduce you to a good friend of mine. Here he is, DJ Special Guest. You're going to be going to Gatecrasher.
Who, me?
Yeah.
I can't make it, unfortunately.
You're going to be getting jiggy with the kids?
No, I can't make it. I'm unavailable.
Will?
Wasn't it this weekend?
No.
It must be another one, then.
Do you not know when it is?
Well, there's a new one, then.
I know
there?
When it is.
What was this weekend, then?
Homelands.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
And yeah, Ozfest. And Deconstruction.
And Ozfest, yeah.
Do you want to know when it is?
Go on then, let Jules go.
Over 60 DJs in 10 arenas.
No, I know about that, but I want to know when it is.
Gatecrasher, the Summer Sound System 2001, is coming live to Radio 1 on Saturday, June the 16th.
I think it's Saturday, June the 16th.
I'll make a note of that.
Yeah. 10 arenas.
60 DJs.
Including DJ Many More.
And a bouncy castle for the kids.
There's ample free parking.
Used to be an Australian singer called Ten Arenas.
Okay. That's Tina Arena.
TV.
Oh, by the way, I've got to say hello to some people that I've met, as we do when we go out. Lots of people, and we always promise to say hello to them because they're always normally drunk and hard, and we lie through our teeth. But hello to... I was in a bar in Leeds on Sunday evening, early evening, and the other lads in the corner going,
"Chris Wales, it's Chris Wales, hey! Wales, hey! Chris Wales! Chris Wales, it's Chris Wales, isn't it? Hey, you Chris Wales?"
As I looked at him and I go, "No."
"No, it is Chris Wales, isn't it?"
"You're Chris Wales, aren't you?" "Yeah, I am, yeah." "Oh, look, I bet you, I bet you hate it when people come up, right, and annoy you, but that's exactly what I'm going to do." And there were about 20 lads from Bradford, and they're out celebrating their mate's divorce. Congratulations to the guy in question. Well done on your divorce. And I was told that she was a real cow who's ripping him off left, right and centre. There you go. And on the way out, this bloke said, "Oh, yeah, mate's divorce." Hey, she was the tart, though. Anyway, Chris, I should know. I had her. So, really good friends, this guy had, you know what I mean? And hello to... I met Gary last night at the Travis gig. He was very excited. I walked in and he goes, "Bloody hell, Chris Moyles, I don't believe it. I don't believe it. Oh, my God, I don't believe it." "Hello, how are you?" "Oh, put it there. Let me shake your hand several times very hard up and down." Do you know what I mean? And I kind of stand near him watching the gig, and he comes up again. "Chris Moyles, I don't believe it. Every day, mate. Every day, you and Dave, right? You're the best. You really are. Well, I can't believe it. I know your mum and dad as well. I know your mum as well." "Do you really?" "Yeah, yeah, I do. I know your mum. Oh, she's just standing over there. Do you want to say hello to her?" Well, when I say I know her, I'm lying. Right. "So you know what she looks like?" "No." "You've never met before, have you?" "No, I haven't, Chris. But we say hello to us anyway." So hello to Gary and Alison, his daughter, I believe, who listens to the show. Hello, Gary and Alison.
Hello, Gary and Alison.
Hello, Gary and Alison.
Shut up, Will.
There you go. And if you want to see, by the way, I'm raving about this Travis gig from last night because it just was so good. I don't want to bore the arse of everybody, but it really was very good. But if you want to see pictures of just how spectacular the gig looked, the lights and everything, the backdrop, go to travisonline.com. And it says, on the text on the front page, if you want to see pictures of Leeds, click here, right? Travisonline.com for pictures of last night's gig. I like that record.
All right.
All right, boing. It's Blue on Radio 1. Show A. We went to Travis yesterday at Leeds Town Hall, and one of our great friends came, and his name is Craig Phillips, and he was the winner of Big Brother last summer. We thought it would be a good idea to ask Craig to come on the show and talk to us, and so he's now on the line. From Liverpool, where he's currently hiding. Craig Phillips, ladies and gentlemen.
Christopher.
How are you?
It isn't getting any better, mate.
I think it's sound.
How are you?
I'm really good, yeah. What?
How's the hangover?
Do you know, I'm all right, actually. I'm just a bit knackered.
You're just a bit knackered?
Yeah, Craig last night did very, very well. We ended, it was about 4:45, wasn't it?
It was about that time. Yeah, well, actually, I got home at 6 o'clock. I don't know what I'd done. I didn't get in until six.
Dirty stop out. What were you playing at?
I don't know. Taxi driver got lost.
You were only around the corner.
Exactly.
Craig last night was staying in, without naming any names, what could only be described as the worst hotel, right? He had to phone down and get some shampoo, okay? They said, "We don't have any." But we do.
I forgot to pay for that, actually, that £1.
Yeah, they said you can borrow it, but it'll cost £1.
Well, borrow the bottle.
Yeah, but you got to give it back. And it was £1. That was very funny.
And I had to pop down to the reception and fetch it myself. No room service.
Yeah, I can't come upstairs, my
friend. We won't mention no names.
No mention any names for legal reasons.
Yeah, can you book me in a better one next time, Christoph?
I'm very sorry, mate. It's your fault. You booked it. I see, you're all right then. Obviously, we had a good time last night at the Travis gig, didn't we?
We did. It was a good gig, wasn't it?
Yeah, really good. You're doing really, really well, obviously. Just done the second series of House Call.
That's right,
where
yep.
you are the resident DIY expert.
Yep.
In February, he also co-presented Renovation Street.
Yep.
For Carlton, and still found time to release his debut single, At This Time of Year.
We drink lots of beer.
And Craig is definitely not, you know what I'm saying. He was top 20 at Christmas. There you go.
Yep.
So, what are you up to at the moment? What are you doing?
I'm just in a pub at the moment, Chris. Just had some lunch.
Nice.
I'm actually just on about my third pint at the moment, so...
You're just unbelievable. By the way, since... for fans of Big Brother, by the way, as I know there are lots out there,
yep.
when we first met Craig, he'd just come out of the house, and you'd been moaning that you hadn't really been doing any training. Now, he's still a big lad. His arms are still big. And he came into the pub last night before the gig. His arms are huge! Absolutely huge!
Not as big as your calves.
Hey,
as big as your calf.
I don't know what you're going to say.
No, you see my calf muscles. Well, and you did say they were all right, didn't you?
You showed me your calf muscles, Chris,
yeah,
before
in the
you
middle
even offered to buy me a drink.
In the middle of the pub, I showed you my calves, because they're looking all right. All right, let's talk Big Brother then, Craig.
Yep.
Obviously, we've had a busy weekend,
yep.
and there are things that I've missed out on. But, from your first impression so far, what do you
yep.
think?
I think it's going to be good. Well, I hope it's going to be good. Because I still feel as if I missed out on a little bit of the summer last year. You know, the whole country getting addicted to this programme. And the big hype over it. So I hope it's equally as big, if not bigger. So I can experience that as well. But I don't know about the 10 they've put in there, Chris. What do you think?
I think they're an ugly bunch. And
an ugly bunch.
Yeah, and I'm really trying to not panic, but I've just spilt a cup of water all over the desk. Huh? What?
Pretend it hasn't happened. Just move on. He's going to get some toilet roll.
Yeah, I know, but...
Bear with us, Craig.
Things start going...
Right,
things just start going... like that in my headphones, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to die. No, but we were saying this last night. I think they're a funny-looking bunch, don't you think?
Yeah, they are quite a funny-looking bunch, yeah. Yeah. What do you think of Bubbles?
Well, I was told by a friend of mine, my resident Big Brother, my Big Brother mentor, my tutor, is a friend of mine called Alan, who knows
yeah.
everything about Big Brother, and he goes, I reckon Bubbles will win. And we hadn't really seen any of the TV output yet, so we watched it on Saturday night. I think he's going to be one of the first to go. He's just a little bit too intense, isn't he?
Yeah, I think he's going to annoy them in there, I think.
He's got to calm down,
yeah.
you
yep.
know. Also, I think the girl who's a lap dancer...
Yeah,
mm. right. I really like her.
Me too.
I really like her. Now,
surprise,
the fact
surprise.
That she's a lap dancer doesn't come into it, I swear. But I think...
Not what you told me last night, Chris.
Shut up. She reminds me of Michelle Gale.
Right.
You know, remember this
yes,
thing? Michelle
course,
Gale,
yeah.
the actress.
Used to be in EastEnders.
Yeah, and Grangeville.
Yeah.
She reminds me of Michelle Gale. She seems nice. So I'm kind of... And the and that kind of camp air trolley dolly line, whatever. he seems as though he might be fun.
Yeah.
But... Narinda, we've got a very soft spot for because she listens to the show.
Oh, that's right, yeah. She
yeah.
did mention she was going to miss it, didn't she?
Yeah, she said she's going to miss the show while she's in the house.
I think that was cleverly premeditated, though, so you talk about it, Chris.
I think you can be right, yeah.
So, moving on.
If you had to put your money on anybody, who would it be?
Yeah, I'd say the Last Dancing Girl, yeah.
Really? Well, her name's Amma, isn't it?
Amma, is it, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say Amma.
Okay, right.
So far. I know it's early days, but I missed it last night, didn't we?
Yeah, well, because, well, we're out boozing, do you know what I mean? We've got things to do. Okay.
You know that wonderful hotel I stayed in?
Yeah.
I phoned and asked the manager if he could record it for me. I said, you know, it's a bit of an emergency, I do need to watch it in the morning. And they went to the extent on getting their mother to record it for me, brought it in this morning, and he didn't even have a video in the hotel to watch it. So I've now got the manager's VHS tape in my bag. I brought it home with me. To watch it.
Okay, right, very quickly, yes or no, do you think there'll be some buffing action?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, there you
I
go.
I hope so.
Something that you missed out on in the last series, but boy, were you trying your best.
I didn't try at all.
Yeah, right.
Not like our Tom.
Hey?
Not like our Tom.
Yeah, well, let's not get into that. Said Tom to Claire. Right, okay, well, listen, thank you very much for coming on and chatting Big Brother. Come in to see us over the next few weeks and we'll have a Big Brother chat. We can get really bored about the whole thing, yeah?
I'll call in and see you, Chris, yeah.
Craig Phillips, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Winner of Big Brother last year. And we'll get him in a couple of weeks and we'll talk more Big Brother as we continue watching the phenomena, the TV legend that is Big Brother.
June 6th, the Olympic Stadium, Athens. The next stop on England's road to Japan, South Korea and the World Cup finals.
Here's Andy Cole.
David Beckham for England.
The BBC takes you to the qualifier, Greece versus England.
Good England build-up.
The build-up, the match, the interviews, the atmosphere.
Good England goal.
Be there with Match of the Day Live and Radio 5 Live.
David Beckham scores.
Every England qualifier live, kicking off in Greece on Wednesday, June 6th on BBC One and Radio 5 Live.
Yeah, come and dance with me.
So what I've done is I've spilled a bit of water on the desk, like an idiot, when I was talking to Craig there. So sorry if I was all over the place during that Craig interview. I wasn't really paying attention. I was just making sure there was no smoke coming out the desk. But now there's some buttons on the desk and they won't go off.
Well, don't touch them.
Yeah, leave it alone.
Huh? Don't touch them. There's water in it. It's dangerous.
Yeah, well, it's not going to be that dangerous, though, is it?
Well, yes. 240 volts through your hand would be quite dangerous. 240 volts up your wrist is quite
dangerous. Yeah, but it's not going to... I'm only trying to get the water out, for God's sake.
Well, don't keep touching it.
Look, do you... See, the two buttons there, the isolated button and the other one, won't go off.
I know, that's because they're broken.
And it sounds funny on the air as well.
Exactly.
But then again, this desk always sounds funny. You know what I mean?
Go to news now. Before you are the news.
What? Look, I can take that one off.
No,
what,
just don't touch it.
What if I just... What if I pull up the button and just flick the water out?
No.
No.
It's live.
Huh?
The live desk.
Hang on, let me just...
Don't... No, don't.
Hang on.
No, Chris, no.
Ah! You didn't see that coming, did you?
Radio 1.
Right, coming up, Nelly and Fragma. Here's Karen and Juliet with news of sport. It's 4:30.
Councillors meet to try to stop more violence in Oldham.
In sport, Chelsea say they are in talks with Petit.
Radio 1 News Beat.
Police and community leaders are holding meetings this afternoon to try to stop further race violence in Oldham. Police are admitting it'll take time to get the confidence of the community back after three nights of disturbances. Mohib Uddin is from Oldham Council.
There has been enormous damage in terms of relationships within the community. There's also been a tremendous amount of damage to the business in the Oldham area. A lot of businesses are now taking less than 80% of what their normal takings are. And unless this situation is actually rectified, a lot of these businesses will be going bankrupt.
The Ministry of Agriculture believe that the transport of livestock may have helped spread foot and mouth disease from Settle in North Yorkshire down the Ribble Valley into Lancashire. Officials have found the disease at eight farms around Clitheroe, but Steve Fawcett from the National Farmers Union says farmers are angry that they're being blamed.
Over the last 3 months they have been sort of with a fort mentality basically of restricting movements onto the farms. A lot of them have been staying on the farms at home and trying to do everything to maintain a full biosecurity measures on the farms.
One woman has died and five people, including three children, are injured after their car left the road near Perth. The Renault Laguna was carrying six members of the same family when it crashed on the A9. A report for Euro MPs is warning people to secure emails before sending them to protect themselves from the global espionage network called Echelon. It's claimed that Echelon is gathering Europe's sensitive industrial secrets and passing them on to British or American rivals. Spy systems expert Peter Sumner.
The things that really ought to concern us is what are its targets? Is it really listening to all our voice and data traffic? And who in particular is controlling it?
Chris Evans has been banned from driving for 56 days. He admitted driving his Ferrari at 105 miles an hour in a 70 zone through Surrey in January. He was accompanied to court by his new wife, Billy Piper. Big Brother and Penny the teacher has got a warning from her headmistress. She's been told she could be sacked for stripping off twice during the show.
Chelsea have confirmed they're in talks with Barcelona over signing the ex-Arsenal winger Emmanuel Petit. He hasn't had the best of times since leaving Highbury for Spain, and he's available for around £6.5 million. Greg Rosetsky's joined Tim Henman in the second round of the French Open. The British number two beat Albert Portas in his opening match this afternoon, 6-4, 7-5, 6-1. England's cricketers had their first practice session today ahead of the second test against Pakistan. Nick Knight's in for captain Nasser Hussain.
I suppose my early season form has got me here with the injury, unfortunate injury to Nasser, but I'm pretty relaxed about it. I'm looking forward to the occasion, knowing it's a bit of a bonus and a bit of a surprise, and trying to make the most of that.
And the British Lions are having a farewell bash in London tonight before flying out for their tour of Australia on Friday. The squad met up at the weekend. No, I'm not. Their captain is Martin Johnson.
It's very exciting for the players to come together. You're meeting guys you've played against maybe.